possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
What do Instagram, Evernote, Pinterest, Candy Crush, and the Marine Debris Tracker have in common? They are all on a short list of apps Apple executives said they couldn't live without. Today, we are joined by UGA's Jenna Jambeck, co-developer of the Marine Debris Tracker, which allows users to track and report trash and other debris found all over the world. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
I see that you worked with Kyle Johnson, who is also an assistant professor in UGA's College of Engineering, to design this app. Why?
So the app came from an original idea that I had to convert the card and pen that people were using to collect data at beach cleanups into an electronic format. And originally, I had thought it would be on a PDA, which is a personal digital assistant that no longer exists anymore. But it evolved once smartphones were released. And as I was crafting this proposal to NOAA, I ran into Kyle in the hall and said, "Hey, do you think this is possible?" And he said, "Yeah." And the collaboration began from there.
And so far, you've had the app's been downloaded 12,000 times and logged 437,000 pieces of trash and debris?
Yeah, the numbers are growing quickly. They kind of grow exponentially, actually, as more and more people start to use it.
And I see you've reported debris off the coast of Georgia, as well as Peru and Norway.
Yeah, all over the world, people are using the app. Interestingly enough, our largest individual tracker is in Omaha, Nebraska. There's a single person who has logged over 6,000 entries just themselves, and that data comes in 2 to 3 times a week. Our largest group tracker is actually off the coast of Georgia. The Georgia Sea Turtle Center is our largest user, and they use the app for their volunteers who come to the island to help them conduct beach cleanups to protect the sea turtles there.
And aside from allowing you to collect and see really where beach cleanups are taking place, are you able to use this data to find out how much trash there is out there?
So we're just getting to the level of being able to do that. So what this data is called is opportunistic data. So we need a lot of it to be able to make some of those analyses and have some conclusions that you're asking about. And so we really need people to be using it all over the world and telling us when they see trash, litter, or marine debris. It can be also used in the open ocean. And then eventually we will be able to talk about some of its characteristics and where it's found and then quantify it as well.
And you talked about using it in the open ocean, and that's actually how it, you know, sort of got on the radar of Apple executives. Can you tell me a little bit about how you found out that you were on this list?
So it came through on a Google alert for Marine Debris Tracker, and I read the tweet from the USA Today that said Emily Penn saying that Marine Debris Tracker was an app she couldn't live without.
That's a pretty big statement.
Yeah, and I absolutely didn't believe it. I tried to track it down with anyone who I thought might be at the Worldwide Developer Conference, and I wasn't able to confirm it until they actually released the promotional ad, which was later that evening, and I actually sat down with my 6-year-old son to watch it and saw Emily Penn saying that Marine Debris Tracker was an app she couldn't live without. And it's actually quite a bit of an emotional ad, because they're talking about how apps can change the world. And Bodhi turns to me and he says, "Mommy, your app is making the world better."
Very cool. And your app is making the world better. She says, "The ocean for me is the lungs of our planet. The health of the ocean is absolutely essential to the health of us as human beings."
Yeah. And I was able to meet Emily Penn and actually sail across the Atlantic with her on Pangaea Explorations, which is the boat that she sort of made that statement from.
Did you know her before she made this statement?
No.
Okay.
I had never heard of her.
So your app connected you.
Absolutely. It was incredible the way that happened.
I thank you very much for the work that you do to, you know, at least increase awareness about this issue. I think originally that was one of your goals, is just to make people more aware of their actions.
That's exactly right. Hopefully, we're hoping that if people are noticing litter and trash and telling us about it, they may reflect on their own behavior.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we've been talking to Dr. Jenna Jambeck, an environmental engineer in University of Georgia's College of Engineering. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.
For access to this episode, as well as previous episodes of Classic City Science, visit our website at wuga.org. Click on the podcast tab, and there you'll also find feature interviews as well as previous episodes of several of our locally produced programs. Again, that's wuga.org.